Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
Oh, doctor! It is time for week 4 in the NFL. Little What Happened? Of course, a doubleheader on Monday Night Football tonight to wrap up the week. But here are all other games, Jones, not involving the New England Patriots. Let's start in the division with a game that set football back about 50 years. Broncos and Jets.
What happened?
Well, it was pretty ugly. However, Bo Nix finally threw a touchdown pass.
Nix delivers end zone. Cortland Sutton.
First touchdown pass for Bo Nix. But the Denver Broncos are now 2-2. They beat the Jets 10-9. New York is also 2-2. Everybody was horrible. It was a bad weather game, but that's no excuse for just how bad a game this
was. Yeah, so you're the Jets guy over there. You're also the Bo Nix guy.
I know.
So you can square that away however
Something's
you want.
Something's got to give.
But, like, what's up with Breece Hall? What's up with Garrett Wilson? Those are supposed to be awesome players on the Jets, and I feel like they're not really working out the way they're supposed to.
It was, like, kind of raining, so they just, like, went in a shell, and they're like, we can't play.
Yeah, but we watched Breece Hall. I know snow's different than rain. No, we watched Breece Hall run all over the Patriots in a snowstorm last year with Bill looking like Darth Vader.
Early on in that game, he got stuffed on the goal line a couple times by the Broncos. This was the sequence kind of summed up the game. It was like first and goal at like the 1 or 2, run stuff. They tried to throw a pass. They were going to go for it. The Jets were. Then somebody jumped off sides. So then they kicked like a little field goal. It was gross. 6-0 at the half, 10-9 final. It was gross.
Here's what I will say. Surtain and that Broncos defense is legit.
Yeah,
Surtain is awesome.
Yep. He and I think he and Sauce do a little jersey swap. At the
end of the
game. I believe they did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not bad. Sauce's first name, of course, is Ahmad. Let's go to the Bills and the Ravens.
Hey, what happened?
Sunday Night Football, and I knew something was up, Jones, because the Bills were 2.5-point dogs, even though they were 3-0 going into the game. They looked great. Well, pretty early on in the game, you knew it wasn't going to be their night.
This is crazy.
At the 30, he will score!
87-yard touchdown run for Derrick Henry.
Running away from guys.
Wasn't touched.
Didn't
get touched by anybody.
Running. He's huge.
He's a big dude.
He's running away from D-backs. No, Keith, you and I are the opposite of sharps. We are the biggest squares ever because I saw the same thing. I'm like, Buffalo plus money? Hell yeah.
I kind of knew something was
so
up.
In.
I still bet on it. I still bet Bills with an Allen anytime.
I lost a bunch of money at the end of the night based on Buffalo, yeah.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
No, I was a swing and a miss on that, but it's just fun to be involved in it. You know, fun to be a part of that.
Yeah,
but
that's the same Ravens team that couldn't beat the Raiders and blew up everybody's survivor pool in week 2.
This is classic NFL, right? You have the 1-2 Ravens that are like limping into the game. They blow doors on the 3-0 Bills, one of the only team we had up in the same tier as the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're left thinking, what on earth was that? The all-black uniforms by the Ravens? Not, it's fast.
Yeah, you guys really like those.
They look fast. You don't think they look fast?
I think it's hard to look fast when you wear purple.
Is it? Well, it's not a lot of purple. It's mostly
it's
black.
Trimmed with purple.
Yeah, but it's...
What, is that a Grimace thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Barney the Dinosaur?
It's anti-Grimace. Is that what it is?
I guess. I mean, he's not fast.
It's hard to look fast when you're purple is what
I thought
say.
They were scooting. Zay Flowers with like one catch and he looked like he was going 100 miles an hour. It's great. All right, what about the Steelers and the Colts?
Flacco, sidearm, delivering to the end zone. He's got his man. It's Downs. Touchdown.
Anthony Richardson got hurt once again. I think it's been every single game of his career he's gotten hurt.
Pretty
he
close.
Left the game with a hip injury.
This
in comes.
Malpractice, by the way. He got hurt. They took him out. Flacco came in. Anthony Richardson, they were like, oh, designed run, and he hurt himself again.
Flacco's killing it. Flacco, the Patriots should have signed clearly as the Colts defeat the Steelers. They hand Pittsburgh their first loss of the year, 27-24. Two quarterbacks that could have been on the Patriots dueled. Justin Fields over 300 yards passing, 3 total touchdowns. Flacco threw 2 scores coming on in relief. Colts are 2-2. Steelers fall to 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, number one, you keep playing Flacco if you're the Colts, right?
You do.
I don't think they're going to, but they should. No. He unlocked Michael Pittman. Michael Pittman's done nothing all year with Anthony Richardson. 113 yards, had 32 yards on like one of the first plays of the game.
Not bad.
That actually might have still been with Richardson, in fairness.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing to keep an eye on.
Yes.
This is entirely fantasy football related.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Taylor left with a high ankle sprain. That's one if you're a tailor owner to keep an eye on.
Ooh, the high ankle sprain, never a good sprain to have.
No, it's a bad one. You want a low ankle sprain.
Yeah, you can walk right
high
over
high, bad, low, good.
Trey Sermon, like, as soon as possible.
I would, if your waivers run, maybe keep an eye on Trey Sermon. Yeah,
all right, keep an eye on that. What about an AFC West throwdown? The Chiefs and the Chargers.
What happened?
A little lower scoring than I expected.
First and goal. He does. P-Ron. Fighting for it. Gets it. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That was the go-ahead game-winning touchdown about like 6 minutes to go. Samaje Perine with 17-10, your final score. Chiefs over the Chargers. So they are a perfect 4-0. Chargers fall to 2-2. No Isaiah Pacheco, and he's going to be out for a couple months. Kareem Hunt, first game back with the Chiefs in 6 years after they cut him. He had 14 carries for 69 yards. Nice.
Nice.
And Samaje Perine, though, had the score, so they're using a variety of backs. However, the big story of this one, Rashee Rice hurt his knee. Was it Patrick Mahomes that he got kind of rolled up on?
Yeah.
And he's,
no, Mahomes took him out.
Mahomes
took out Rashee Rice. So they have now lost, as you just said, Pacheco, Hollywood Brown, if you care.
Yeah.
And Rashee Rice, who is looking like one of the better wide receivers in the NFL. They're still undefeated. Mahomes has not been great statistically. But it's a testament to that defense and Mahomes that they keep winning games as shorthanded as they are. It's Brady and Patriots-esque. I'm far from the first person to say it, but it really is.
All right, let's go to the Raiders and the Browns.
Hey, what happened?
Here's the scenario. Raiders are up by 4. 4th and 3 from Cleveland, just inside the 10-yard line with 40 seconds to play.
Watson looking Cooper's way. Pressure coming. He scrambles. Max Crosby today with the huge play for the Vegas defense.
What do you think of that?
Who's that on the call?
Not sure. It's one of the guys out there making a play. Now, maybe I owe Jacoby Brissett an apology. I've said many times that he's the worst quarterback in the league. Deshaun Watson might be the worst quarterback
in the
league.
When you said that earlier, I said Deshaun Watson with like a word.
Yeah. No, he sucks.
But no, he's real. But didn't he start 8 of 8 on that opening drive yesterday and then did nothing?
Yeah, you look good. The first drive can be deceiving. Yeah, they were up 10-0 after the first quarter.
So no Devontae Adams in this game, right?
No.
You were saying, Nick, Glazer said keep an eye on Devontae. Who was saying keep an eye on a Devontae trade?
Oh, I think it was Florio.
Florio, sorry.
People were making
I was rolling through my NFL insiders.
Terp said last night on pregame for Sunday Football.
Mm. Oh, so that was Terp who said that. Yeah. I'm sorry, not Nick. Yeah.
By the time I find the meme out there, I'd be like, Devontae Adams going to the Chiefs. It would be like Kaiser Soze at the end. Limping. Fine.
I'm fine.
Let's play.
Oh, imagine if he went to a place like that.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, they get a call. You think the Kansas City will call the Patriots about any of their wide receivers? Any of these guys available? Yeah.
They already have Juju. They're good.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right, what about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans?
What happened?
All right, 22 seconds left. Texans down by 3. Second and goal.
A play fake. Stroud on the move.
Touchdown. They didn't cover the spread, if you were interested in that. Maybe you were interested in that. But the Texans do get the win. That late score from C.J. Stroud gives Houston a 24-20 win over the winless Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, they're arguably the worst team in the NFL. Doug Peterson was asked after his coaching status, I think, after the game. He's like, that's a weird question. Yeah, it's not a weird question. You're 0-4. You've been fired before.
Kind of stink real bad.
Flaming out by ruining a young... He ruined.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, is he ruining Trevor Lawrence? Are they not that good?
Perhaps,
we can debate. But he's seen this story before. Is Nico Collins the best receiver in the NFL?
He's flying up the old board.
He should be on that tier. Let me say he's not the best. That's fair. But he should be on that tier of the best receivers in the league. He's awesome.
I got a guy better than him.
Let's see.
Plays in the Bengals-Panthers game.
Tell
you what happened. It was the Andy Dalton Bowl, but this is a highlight from his old team, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Panthers rush 4. Burrow has lots of time, and there's Ja'Marr Chase with the catch. Breaking tackles. Chase down the sidelines. Panthers chasing Chase. They won't catch him. 63 yards. Pinballing off tacklers.
Chasing Chase? Big fan of that?
Nah.
No. But that was one where if you watch that play, he catches it. And you're like, there's no way he scores a touchdown on this play.
I'm probably guilty of this. I think a Ja'Marr Chase is kind of like, a jump ball guy sometimes. He's way more than that. And you see it on that play.
He's the best.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess he moves better than I thought, which Gonzalez did a good job on him the first week of the year. He's better than Nico Collins. I'll give you that.
They might want to pay that man his money.
They probably should do that.
They might want to do that. What about the NFC South rivalry game between the Saints and the Falcons?
What happened?
Well, chance to win it for Atlanta.
Yubway Koo from 58. It is good.
Atlanta Falcons, a little walk-off field goal action. Yubway Koo drilling it. A lot of 50-plus yarders. This was a 58-yarder as the Falcons beat the Saints 26-24. Both of these teams are 2-2.
Okay, so the shine is off New Orleans. They've lost two in a row. That offense looks like exactly what we thought it would coming into the year. Clint Kubiak.
Derek Carr threw a pick.
Looked great through 2 weeks. Yeah. Not so hot now. Derek Carr has come crashing back down to earth. The Falcons are weird.
Yeah, they are.
So, close-ish game against Pittsburgh week one. They beat Philly at the gun week two on Monday Night Football. They lose to the Chiefs last week at the end of the game. They beat New Orleans at the gun.
Can't figure it out.
Weird competitive team.
They look nice, though, in their red helmets with the black jerseys.
Great. Somebody said it was like Andre Rison, the Falcons
jersey.
Bad
Moon Rising. Bad
Moon Rising. They should.
Like a Bobby Hebert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Type. Actually, they should for both those teams.
They should probably win that division, the Falcons, I would say.
No, you're sleeping on my Bucks. Don't sleep on my Bucks.
I think they should win that division.
You're sleeping. Falling asleep. That's Jones on the Bucks.
Yep.
All right, what about the Rams and the Bears?
Hey, what happened?
Well, Rams didn't play great, neither did the Bears, but the Rams had a chance to win this, down by six, less than a minute to go, see if they can go on a drive.
Stafford unloads, hands and throws, ball game, blister, Bears win!
Threw a pick. Now, he doesn't have Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua. The odds are stacked against him.
Yeah.
But rookie Caleb Williams earns his second career win. Bears are 2-2. The L.A. Rams are 1-3. Final line for Caleb Williams, not great. 17-23 for 157 and a touchdown. Also ran for 12 yards.
I guess the Bears are all pissed at Shane Waldron. I guess Caleb Williams with a couple of veterans, Cole Kmet and Mercedes Lewis maybe, set down with the play caller there in Chicago. So already things are an
called
issue.
Into the principal's office.
But Caleb Williams is 2-2, really through nothing that he's done. But the Bears have won a couple of games this year on defense. They beat the Titans week one. They won yesterday on defense.
This is a bad stat, though, that they can't continue. DJ Moore, 3 catches, 22 yards. 1 was a touchdown. Whoa. Keenan Allen, 3 for 19. And Rome Odunze, 1 for 10. Like, you get those three guys. Like, this is the cue the Jalen Reagor Instagram story of the Bugatti next to the carport.
Yeah.
That's like those three guys doing nothing.
No, I mean, Komet's a good tight end. Like, they have amazing weapons, and Caleb Williams isn't producing a ton. So, look, again, the Bears are 2-2.
Yeah.
I think they're doing the right thing, but you can say he's not getting enough out of those players, and you'd be right.
Vikings and the Packers.
What happened?
I got another wide receiver better than Nico Collins.
Darnold, 9-12. Blocked by Jones to the end zone. And caught! Jefferson! That is a touchdown!
Big comeback effort by the Packers, but it fell short. They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter, but they lost to the Vikings 31-29. Minnesota undefeated. Kevin O'Connell, the early coach of the year. Sam Darnold. MVP?
Unbelievable.
The MVP of the season?
I mean, if you had to vote right now, he might be.
He might get some votes.
If we're being fair, he might be the MVP.
Nothing but fair.
That's another one. And you said this name earlier. We probably didn't harp on it enough. That's another one you could have had instead of Jacoby Brissett.
Add him to the pile.
And you just had to go with Jacoby Brissett. They start games. This is all O'Connell, I would think. They start games incredibly well. They score in the blink of an eye. They're up 21-0 in all these games.
Well, because everyone's going crazy about how good Sam Darnold is, and I'm like, that's fine. Like, obviously, he has to have that talent in there somewhere. But Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson, like, if you have that kind of play caller with the best receiver in the league, and even Jordan Addison's no slouch, like, you can get something out of those guys. Right? People, I think, are going a little overboard about how good Darnold is, and like, oh my God.
Well,
like, he's
probably.
Like, he's good.
But what were the Vikings last? I mean, you got to give Darnold some credit. Jefferson was there. I know he was hurt and in and out of the lineup, but Jefferson was there last year.
Vikings were good, right?
O'Connell was there last year. The Vikings were 7-10.
Oh, 7 wins. Okay. But I mean, they're never horrible.
No, that's true. And, well, and
they
look,
didn't have Kirk Cousins. They were running around with.
No, but that's,
oh, that's right. They had who they have? Josh Dobbs.
But that's what we're saying. Dobbs. But this is you can't just put any quarterback in there. Is my point. And so you got to give Darnold some credit.
Yeah. No, he's been a lot better than I thought he was going to be. That's for sure. Jordan Love, first game back after his injury, real slow start. Ended up throwing four touchdowns. Did throw three picks.
Yeah.
But Green Bay falls to 2-2. All right. What about the Eagles and the Bucks?
Hey, what happened?
This is my Bucks team, Jones. You want to wake up?
Andy, deine Spielzüge.
Schon wieder Red Zone. 15 yards zu gehen für Baker Mayfield. Schon wieder ein Frei über die Mitte. Das ist nicht wahr, wie die hier zerlegt werden, die Eagles. Trey Palmer. 13-0 Führung. Was ist hier los?
You heard the fellas there. That was a Baker Mayfield touchdown pass. One of his two. He had one to, was it Trey Palmer? And then the other to Mike Evans. As the Bucs beat the Eagles 33-16. Really wasn't even that close. As Tampa Bay is now 3-1, Philly drops to 2-2.
Yeah, you got to wonder how hot the hot seat is getting for Sirianni.
Real hot.
Something feels off for them. Like, we didn't talk a lot about the Niners today. I think their coach and quarterback
don't talk to each other, which is like Mac Jones and Belichick.
Seems like an issue. Their defense is bad.
And the defense
I mean, their secondary especially. So, like, something just looks off with Philly. Just like something, even in their win, something looks off with the Niners. Yeah. That's what I would say about Philly.
Tom Brady did this game, and we'll get more on this in the grab bag, but Baker Mayfield was on a podcast, and he was saying how, like, the atmosphere changed, you know, because Brady, everybody's, like, worried about being around Brady, and then he gets there, it's a little bit looser. And Brady tried, like, torching him.
It's not daycare.
Yeah.
Although, but then you see Brady's like a big wuss with him after the game.
He's like hugging and kissing him and everything else.
Like a big wuss after the game. Brady just wants everybody to like him.
But like, nobody's arguing that Baker Mayfield is even in the same planet as Tom Brady. But I will say, the year Baker Mayfield took over for Brady, did anybody expect them to win more games and go further in the playoffs? Because they did.
No. They made the playoffs just like Brady did, but they had a winning record unlike Brady, and they won a round.
They went to the division round with Baker Mayfield. So I'm not saying he's better. Nobody's ever better. Brady can say whatever he wants about anybody, and you're going to say he's the better player.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like,
but Mayfield's been good.
Yeah, he's been really good, and they re-signed him, and they're off to a 3-1 start.
Mayfield's been good.
All right, last game, we got Commanders and the Cardinals. This thing was an absolute blowout.
First and goal, and Daniels trying to follow his block. Jaden Daniels to the end zone, and he's got a touchdown. Smiling all the way. Command, Jaden Daniels gets to the end zone.
You can play rookie quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels, 26-30 passing for 233 yards and a touchdown. He also had 47 yards rushing and a touchdown.
Huh.
And the Commanders are now 3-1.
With a rookie quarterback.
With a rookie quarterback to start every game.
That's weird.
Correct.
I thought you couldn't do that.
You can. Hmm. Teams are doing it.
Very, very, very interesting. Uh-huh. So there you go. That's what happened. Week four of the NFL, just about in the books. Two Monday night games tonight that we'll be keeping an eye on here on Jones and Keith.